Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another week with Millennial Mom Chatter. We're super stoked to be here chatting with you guys for another fun-filled episode. So let's just dive right in. Heather, let me know what show you've recently watched that is good and like binge-worthy that I can add to my list.
Okay. I don't know. I'm really on like all the real stuff right now. Like not reality, but reality. I really like we've dove into like the polo, the Race for the Crown, which is the Derby one, Formula One, Swing. Mm. But we've been binge watching this Lennox Hill, which is actually old. I think it's like from 2020.
Oh yeah.
That's crazy that that's considered old. It's not old, but you know, it's not new. And it's actually the same doctors that I think are in NYC ER or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Which that one's good too. But it's funny because like a big portion of the doctors are like all neurosurgeons. And so that we're watching this and we're just like, we hope we never have a tumor in our brain. Like it's just such bad news every time. They're just like, sorry, you're like have 3 months to live. Or like, I'm sorry, this is like not, like we're not going to operate on it. So like you don't have much time left. And I'm just like, why are we watching this, babe?
Yeah.
But it's like, it sucked us in.
Yeah.
So anyways, I hope that I never have a brain tumor because if not, I'm going to go to these people because they're really like, gosh, they're just like, you can see their heart is in everything. Mm. Like this hospital really seems like everyone that works there is truly like the best. But what else have we dove into? I feel like we've just been watching all like real, like documentaries. And what are we watching? I don't know. I think that's all we've been watching.
No, there's been a lot of good ones lately.
Anything good?
We just finished up Pitt. That one's on HBO. That one was really good. It's not like a real show. It's like a drama series, but that one was really good. And then the Neighbors on Apple TV. That one's been really fun. Very dramatic.
Who is that one with?
The guy from Mad Men. His name is John. You'd recognize him. He's in a lot of stuff, but he's most iconically known from the series Mad Men, which is also really good. That one's older. That one's probably been out. Oh, I don't even know what year that came out, but it's not a brand new show, but it's a really good another TV series to binge. Yeah. I mean, it's just been different now. I feel like we finished up White Lotus and Severance and our shows are starting to wrap up. I feel like this is the time of year where like everyone shuts down for the summer. So now I'm like, dang, I'm like going back to these random shows now.
I know.
And it's just, I mean, they're good. I've not been let down by anything, but I'm just like, what are we going to watch?
That's how I feel. We're all like, we're running out of all of like the real stuff. And we keep going to like the documentary section. And I'm like, what murder mystery?
Yeah, and I feel like I love, like Tony and I love sitting down and binging like a really good, juicy, like murder mystery where it's like, who done it? And I just love like all of that. And I haven't seen a good one. Like I feel like we've not been dropped like a really good, juicy, like crazy one lately.
Did you watch the LA Murders one? That one's good.
I'm not sure if we've seen that one. It doesn't
sound
familiar.
There's like five or six of them.
Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that one's good.
Okay.
That one came out, I think it's like the second season, but they had like a new, like five or six episodes.
Yeah.
A few of them are like famous-ish people, and then the other ones are just normal, but they're really good.
Okay, I'll have to check that one out because we're always down for some. We're crime junkies, so anything that's like a whodunit is like I'm all over it. That's how I felt about. I don't know if you've seen Adolescence. That one's caused a lot of spark on the internet lately too. That one. Oh yeah, we watched that together.
We watched it together.
Yeah, have we talked about that? But have we talked about it on here?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know if you've seen this. Like, so after we watched it, I really thought, like starting it out, that it was like a whodunit, and I got it wrong. Like it ended up being a very, if you've not seen it, definitely there's triggers in it for some people for sure, but it's very dramatic. Like it was well done. It was very impressive acting for that boy, like for him to have done that at such a young age. Just
because
such a
this is
masterpiece.
So a little backstory with Adolescence. So it's three episodes or four?
Four.
Yeah, four.
Very short series, but they're like an hour long each.
Yeah. So each episode is one take.
Yeah.
So like they don't like change cameras. They don't change angles. Like all the actors are like just doing the script like in one take.
Insane.
And this guy had this little boy had never acted before ever. This is his first time. And he like memorized these hour long scripts.
Yeah.
And it's insane. Like he did such a good job. I am a little torn on the show because it was done well, right? And like it was filmed, like I love that it was in one take.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea behind it, But I think that they drug it out. It shouldn't have been four episodes.
I think that storyline with us having the moment with the counselor and then the moment with the parents. And I think they didn't know how to do that if it was only like 20 minutes or something, maybe.
I can't remember if it was like one or two. That could have just been scrapped. Like when they went to the school.
Oh, yeah.
And they just like really took us on a journey that we're thinking somebody did it.
Yeah, because that's exactly where that whole hour, I think, like you said, could have been scrapped. Because that's where I was like, we've talked to so many different teenagers at this point that I was still in this mindset of like, who done it? And I was still trying to pick a murderer.
And it could have just been scrapped. So I didn't like that. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know how I felt about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was good. It was good. Yeah. I think, what do we determine that? What's his name? Jennifer Aniston's husband?
Ben Affleck?
Nope. Hottie. Married to Angelina Jolie. Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Brad Pitt the director?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was done well. Yes. I just think they drug it out a little bit. Yeah. It should have been three episodes.
I could see that.
Because I remember when we were watching it, we were like, okay, that could have been left out.
Yeah, yeah. Because then, like, the more we saw, the more we were able to piece it together for ourselves. And it was like, oh, we actually didn't need any of that. Like, it was unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. It was fluff.
Yeah.
For sure. But it was really cool. Yeah. It was just, like, definitely triggers. Don't watch around children.
Yes. Not a friendly show at all.
Not a kid friendly.
No.
So I'm excited to see, like, if he does anything, the actor.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the teenage lead. Yeah, for sure. He's going to get picked up. He has a
big future ahead of
him. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He did so good.
If he wants to.
Yeah. He's like, I don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I want to go play soccer.
They do so well.
Yeah.
And then they go nowhere.
I mean, good for him, though, that he did this. Like, so. And I think the casting all around was good. Like, I like who they picked as the parents and stuff as well. So if you haven't watched it, it's a good one to check out. It's not anything, you're not going to rave about it because it's a drama, but it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like if you have nothing to watch, watch it. Yeah. I don't know if it would be like my first pick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to rewatch it. Yeah, because it's like one of those ones you already know, like the sad story, then there's nothing to come back for. So,
yeah, we're all on spring break. Like,
I know. It's crazy. I forgot that we watched that together. That's why I was like, wait, why are people still talking about this? And I'm like, oh, that's right. Because we watched it as soon as it came out.
But okay, so one of our options before we picked Adolescence was Con Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, yes.
So we were about to watch that, but I don't know what sidetracked us. We watched that. Okay, so I watched Con Mom.
You finished it. Yeah, because I think the guy started it, and that was the issue where they're like, this seems like they didn't get into it. Like, it wasn't spicy first throttle. Like,
no, I liked it. Yeah. It was just like, I think it was just an hour and 15 minutes. If not, it was like two episodes, but it wasn't long.
Okay.
And it was good. Like, this woman, godly. Like, it's this little old woman that you just think, like, why would she be involved in something like this? Like, surely she's innocent.
Yeah.
It's like brutal. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I was shocked at the end by something.
Okay.
Like, I was like, no. Like, I surely thought the whole time it was one thing. And ended up being not.
I'll have to check it.
But for sure, watch that one. Okay. If you like real stories, Con Mom. I forgot I watched that.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah.
I feel bad for the guy, but it's good. But yeah, I'm excited to watch more shows. There's just not enough. Like, it's like you said, that summer break when you're just like, where's my shows? Yeah. We need like to bring back like Tiger King and
all the COVID TV shows that we had. Such good cinematic like entertainment like back in those days.
The good thing is that, like, Netflix, I hope they're going to, like, you know how, like, we obviously grew up watching, like, TV, where, like, we didn't have streaming services. So, like, hopefully now that, like, on actual TV when there's no shows going, that, like, Netflix picks up and, like, gives us some good
I think
stuff.
They've been doing a good job, like, so far.
Yeah.
Like, just giving us random things. And I'm just like, thank you for filling the void.
But did you see that they're going to remake Holes?
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, it's just, why?
How do you feel about remakes in general?
I don't think they're necessary. I don't know if it's because we've come full circle now that, like, are we old and we're seeing the remakes? Or is it because there's nothing else to make? Like, have we run out of creative juice to come up with a movie, like, new and fresh? Like, that we just have to copy and remake things? Like,
I think they think that they're like, okay, this did so well for this generation, but we need to make it newer. For like, it's obviously a good storyline and kids really like it. It's like, it's, you know, promised that like kids like it.
Yeah. Because people loved Holes. We loved Holes. That was like,
for sure.
Because boys and girls could watch it. It wasn't just like a princessy movie. Like,
yeah, I could do that whole rap right now. Word for word. But I think that they want to make it like newer so that like our kids, like a kid's going to want to watch like a newer version of Cinderella, not the original.
Not our crusty version. What they should remake is Brink.
Like, yes.
We made Liam watch that the other day and it's so crusty. Like,
no. But it's so good. I remember when she falls and scrapes her arm. It was like serious when I was younger.
And then the like, music, it's like Seventh Heaven music. We're like, da, na, na, na. It's like you feel bad for her.
Oh, no. Susie Q was good. Susie Q. Susie they could Q. remake that one. Yeah. That one's pretty crusty. Yes.
Like, that one's okay. Like, so, but with holes, what are they doing with it, though? So, like, how are we?
Well, that's why I brought it up, because they're changing. Everyone that's a boy is changed now to a girl. So now it's like all girls instead of the boys going to like the work camp. Now it's girls.
Okay.
And so I'm like, so you're going to have these, you know, whatever, 10 girls come to like dig holes. Like,
I just don't understand. Girl power.
And like, I'm in my head, like, are they going to keep the same storyline that like she finds these Jordans?
Yeah. Like
that, like,
it's not as enticing for a girl as it is.
She's gonna find the lip gloss. Yeah.
That she's like, you know, the Dior.
Britney Spears used. Like, I just, and then the, so you know how there's the male and the woman that like run the camp?
Yeah, the camp counselor.
So now the woman is a man,
yeah,
and the guy is a girl.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, but what's the point of that?
I don't know. That's why I'm so confused by it, because it's not, like you said, some of these things are a little bit crusty and they want the newer generation to be able to enjoy it.
Sure.
And I get that.
But just keep the same story.
Exactly. But like to switch it all up to girls, like,
like, are they going to be digging holes?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. So they're making this a series, right? So that's like, this is Disney series.
I think it's going to be like, yeah, like a Disney series on Disney Plus. And like what... I just don't know, like, it's like a hard labor camp for girls.
It just doesn't sound right.
Like,
I guess it's because I'm so hung up on our holes that I can't even, like, them just having all those teenage boys and they're, like, struggling in their adolescence and, like, all this kind of
stuff. They're being, like, treated poorly.
Yeah, like, there was a whole story with it.
They have the, like, banter.
Yeah, and they're all, like, coming together even though they come from different backgrounds. So I'm just like, what can we do with the girls? Like,
I don't know. Like, I just, I get irritated when they try to remake something and they just change everything.
Yeah.
Like we have, if you're going to remake it, you need to stick to like the same storyline, the same kind of characters, so that like you've stayed true to it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong in having diversity in something, but like when you bring diversity
just for the sake of it.
Well, and if just for the sake of it, and you purposely change them to the complete opposite just to make a point, it's just like, it's annoying.
Oh, like, right? Ghostbusters. Like, it's just like
Ghostbusters. We went all female. And then it's like the controversy about like Little Mermaid, where they're just like, there's nothing wrong with having a like black main character in
a
movie.
Or absolutely
like
not.
When Princess Tiana or New Princess or anything like that. But when you have this specific person you grew up with of like, being white with this bright red hair. Yeah. Like, they didn't even make her hair that red. It was kind of like an orangish or whatever. Yep. When you have this whole concept, it's like, just keep it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Or make, like, new ones. Or like, they have to... It's just that they have a checklist now.
Yes.
Right?
No, I've like noticed that in, everything, like... Everything for, like, kids especially. I don't know if you watch any of the stuff on, like, Disney with the kids. I feel like there is, like you said, a checklist. It's like, here's the kid with the glasses. Here's the kid in the wheelchair. Here's diversity with, like, different ethnic backgrounds. And I'm like...
Asian. Yeah. Black, white.
And I'm like, that is... Like, I'm fine with that. Like, I love diversity. Like, we're here for it. Like, don't come at us. But it's like, why is there like, it almost feels very specifically put into a place, like strategically, not naturally, like not in my natural, like what we see. Like, I'm just like, wow, like they're just shoving it in our face or like they're making
it. Do it like, because you want to. Yes. Like, if you add an Asian person into a movie, totally fine.
Yeah.
But like, don't add them because of checklists. To me, that's worse.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to be, if I'm an actor, I don't want to be your checklist.
Yeah, like your token person for a role where it's like, we're just putting you here to like I don't know, to add, fill to it. Diversify this position or whatever. So I'm like, ooh. Yeah. They're doing it a lot now.
And they are. And it's like, it's got to be the, you know, it's got to meet the LGBTQ
everybody
category.
Yeah. Because you don't want to like hinder or step on anybody's toes or offend anybody. So they literally are coming at from every angle, category, checklist, like you said. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay. Like what was wrong with the original? Like the thing is, so we're girls, right? I was never offended by the all male cast of Holes.
Yeah. I never looked at Holes and was like, wow, those should be girls.
Yeah. Or same with Ghostbusters. Like I never once was just like, oh, that's so sad. Like, where are the girls at? Or same with like any of our Marvel, what is it? DC comic and Marvel movies. Like,
yeah,
it's fine. We don't need a girl in there. Like, let it be just your random like Superwoman or whatever, the OG people. Yeah. And then like, let it be just all dudes. Like, I'm fine. Like, I'm strong enough in my female core that I can handle men being like all over my TV, like in the movie theater screens. So I'm like, stop fixing stuff that's not broken. Like,
I think it's just the offensive, like everyone's offended and we're not seen. And like, I don't think kids, like when you have something in a show, say like I grew up watching Family Matters. I loved Family Matters. I was never like, oh, there's no white people in here.
No.
Like, or Holes. Oh, there's no girls in here.
Yeah. Yep.
Or when I watched, you know, like George Lopez, I never was like, they didn't put a white person in here. Like I just like let things just be how they are.
Yep.
Like I loved Sister.
Yes. That's such a good one.
Like all these shows I grew up with. And I think even our kids, I don't think our kids are like, wow, they didn't have, like if you're Asian, right? Like, they don't have an Asian in this show. Like, I just don't think kids think
that. No, kids don't. Just, like, and that's the thing. Things. They're so pure and innocent. That never even crosses kids' minds. Like, they always do all those studies, right? Where they like have like the different hands with different skin tones and stuff. And kids don't even see that. They don't know that other people are different. No. Like, they just want to be able to play and enjoy life with other people. So it's like the movie industry or whoever, entertainment industry, is like very big on this. Like you said, incorporating every angle.
Yeah.
Like, and kids don't care. Like, they're, who are they doing this for? Because it's not the kids. And obviously it's not you and I. So I don't know.
Like, I don't know what this, like, it reminded me. I don't remember what I was watching the other day. I want to say it was like, it was something in real life. And Alvin and I looked at each other and we're like, is she for real? And she asked, so her daughter wanted a black baby.
Mm-hmm. Like a doll? You know,
from the store.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like a doll. Yeah. Sorry. She wanted a black baby doll. And I want to say, was this in real life that we watched it? Like in front of our eyes? I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was definitely like a real life. It wasn't like a fake situation in a show or something. And she asked the register, I think she was another black woman or whatever. And she was like, why is it okay if my daughter wants a black baby doll? And I'm like, why are you asking that question? Like, why would it not be okay? Like, what's wrong that she wants a black baby? She's like, is that going to offend you that she wants a black baby doll? And I'm like, what?
Oh, gosh.
Like, when did we get to this situation that now all these people are offended for a different race or something that they can't even just live their normal life.
No, there's like definitely a level of sensitivity happening there. Like the fact that she would even think like she might be out of bounds for buying that doll for her daughter. Like that's wild
And now it's changed that like you think you're being sensitive, but actually I would be offended if you asked that question.
Yeah, that is offensive now. So I'm really curious how like the cashier took that, where it was kind of like, oh, wouldn't it be okay? You know, like the opposite way. Yeah,
like now, like, I don't know. Yeah. I just think we live in such a wild time that like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
No.
Like, it's like people are scared to say black, white, whatever. And it's like, call me white. I'm white.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just like you're black. I'm white.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we've been calling each other for years.
Yes.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, we've determined that's like what we are. It's like, but so many people are so scared. They're like, oh, that black person. Like, they're going to be offended.
Yes.
I'm like, they're not offended. They call themselves black.
Yeah,
they're
like,
that's what they are. Just like, we're white. I just get irritated with the like, I understand the concept of they're like, oh, don't say colorblind because it means you don't recognize that we're black. So I kind of get that concept.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like it doesn't come from an ill place when you say that. It's meaning you're human and I have no difference that I'm going to treat you or based on your skin color. It's not that I like don't notice you're black.
Like a child, like how you view the world where they have no, it's not that they're being prejudice in any way. They just don't see it. They think all kids are kids and we're going to play on the playground with them and it means nothing with what they look like. Like,
and why can't we just continue like that?
I don't know why. Yeah.
Why do we need to be so, when we get older, that it's such a divisive, like, oh, well, you're black, like, or you're white, you can't have cornrows, or, oh, yes, you're white, trying to be ghetto, or you're white, that, like, why can't we all just be, like, whatever we want to be?
I know,
like,
I see that, too. I've seen that on social media. Ethnicity where it's like, that hairstyle is meant for white girls, or that hairstyle is meant for black girls, and I'm just like, oh, what, like, why? Why did we do that? Like, what's the purpose behind
it? Or they get
it?
Offended. Yeah. Have you ever seen where they call, like, certain people Oreos because they're like, you're black, but, like, you act like a white guy? Yeah. And I'm like, why is that a thing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like we're just ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Like, I just want to, like, can't we all just get along? Like,
yeah, like, is it, do I love diversity in TV shows? Yeah. And do I like it to not always be white people, not always black people, not only Asian? Like, I want it to be all people.
Yes.
I just want it to happen without this, like, intentional checklist.
Yes. Yeah, because sometimes it does feel very forced. You can tell. Yeah. Like, when you watch something and all of a sudden it's like, you literally captured everything. You've got a girl with a gap tooth.
Five friend group.
Yeah. You got an Asian, a wheelchair kid, the white kid, the black kid, and then someone with glasses, with braces, just to make him look dorky or something for no reason. I'm just like, what is that?
You forgot the Hispanic.
Oh, I forgot the Hispanic.
Don't come at me.
But, like, literally, it's just like, they did this for what? Like, because the kids aren't paying attention to that, and I surely don't care. And I'm just like, okay, thank you. Like, who?
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand. Yeah. Like, I just don't get it. Yep. It's irritating, and I know that maybe some areas they feel like it's lacking, so they need to do a list, but then it's like, it also then goes to the extreme.
Yes.
It's like, can we be somewhere in the middle?
Yeah. Like, no, I agree, something. For sure. There should be a happy median to that, and maybe eventually we'll get there, because I think we're going full throttle with trying to be very accepting, and that's why we are seeing a lot of rewrites to a lot of our favorite TV shows and movies, but maybe we'll eventually get to that place of just being less of a checklist pushed on. I don't know. I hope.
I think the goal is being divisive. I think that's what people's goal is.
That's true. I mean, we see that in society.
They wanted to, like, I think we know the media wants us to be divisive.
Oh, yeah,
They don't want us to be this cohesive. So, like, it will forever, like, even the news, right? Yeah. Like, when they're like, this white woman killed, whatever, or this black man killed. And I'm just thinking in my head, like,
why didn't you just say the guy? That guy over there.
Yeah. Like, like, why are we? I understand when you're doing, like, obviously, you know, you're on a hunt or somebody's on a, like, wanted list, right? You got to know. Mm-hmm. But, like, everything is just like a, like, they're tagging you.
Yep.
When it's like, aren't you, you're wanting to be this, like, everyone is equal, everyone's the same, but then, like, you're making us have titles
still
to everything.
Yeah. Even, like, still, you said, from, like, our news sources.
Even more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something that should, like, be neutral and not at all having an opinion or an agenda is coming from us, like, still providing, like you said, an identity stamp in front of our, like, names or whoever we are.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be, like, I'm not offended at all.
No.
But I don't need to be called, like, Heather the White.
This white woman was seen at Target.
Like, yeah, like, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that?
Yes. You're just like, okay. Yeah, I know. And it's like, that had no relevance to this story at all. Like, it didn't change anything.
Like, yeah, like, it's like, just say, like, this Miami, you know, female, or I don't know. Like, it doesn't need to be this, like, but it's... What they're trying to do is doing the opposite, in my opinion.
Yes, that's true. That's a really valid
point. It's
like
pointing it out, right? It's not making us, like, less. It's pointing out this race, this kind of person, this country, this Spanish speaking. I don't know. Like, it's just like, okay.
You and I are
That's a hot, big hot take,
it is,
guys.
I know.
Big hot take.
And it's hard, too, because I think a lot of people will, as being white females, I think it's almost like we don't even have a say. Because people almost would look at us as like, well, you're white females. Like, you'll never understand
it. Superior,
which
we're not.
We're actually inferior to a lot of different groups. But it's like, we're always going to be considered.
Just nowadays,
like, yeah. So I'm just like, dang it. Like, we just want everyone. It's not even just like coming from a white female. Like, I just want everyone to be looked at the same and equal and just coming from a place of respect and kindness.
Yeah.
Like, so I just think the whole
thing
is.
Yeah, because we've moved from like I said, we've moved from wanting equality, which I absolutely agree with. Mm-hmm. Like, I will stand hard on that. I absolutely agree with that. But now you're moving, because you were the minority, mm-hmm. now you're wanting to be on top instead
yep.
of equal.
Yep.
Like, they're reversing. And so it's kind of like, okay, I understand you're wanting to diversify. Like, you want to give opportunities to, like, lower income people yes, and stuff yep. like that that haven't had it in the past. But now you're just completely, you're doing exactly what was done to, you know, your race or ethnicity mm-hmm. now to the other people. So now it's not equalizing. No. Now you're just flopping yeah. them. And it doesn't make sense to me. Like, now if you want to get into university, like, the white, if you're white, you're like last on the totem pole.
Yes.
Like, you are, like, you are at the bottom.
Yeah. No, and that's a thing. Don't get me wrong.
I'm not saying we need to be at the top.
No, but they've, because they're so focused on cat, you know, being able to scoop up the diversity, that it's mm-hmm. putting, now your white male basically is tossed to the bottom of the pile. So it's like, I get it. But now, yeah, like you said, we've gone full throttle with that. And so I'm just like, oh.
Now we're doing the whole other spectrum.
Yeah. So I'm like, we didn't make it better, guys. Like, that's not equality. No. Like,
yeah. Like, now we are the gonna, if it keeps going the way it's going, now we are going to be the, like, the people that are not treated properly. Yeah. Which, don't get me wrong, like, absolutely, yeah. there was definitely ethnicities that were treated poorly yes, back then. Course. But, like, how about we move to being, like, all treated the same yeah. instead of, like, mm-hmm. making that mistake?
Yeah, again. Making no people less than. Like, let's just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just going to the extreme, and it just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't think we'll ever understand it. And I just hope that it doesn't become such an issue for our children. That then, like, mm-hmm. them coming into this world with these, like, really open hearts and just having no idea of, like, people being less than and everyone just being equal. Yeah. And then they get raised into this world where they're like, oh, but, like, am I, like, based off my skin color, am I, do I have to be worried, you know, about
Yeah, they're things? Raising kids to be, like, say sorry for being white. Yeah. And I'm like, what?
Like, just be normal. Just, like, don't, yes. just be nice to everyone that you
sorry
meet.
Sorry for what? Yeah. I was born. Yeah. Like, I don't.
Yeah, they didn't have that choice. Like, so I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pick my skin color. No. I didn't pick what country I was born in. No. I didn't pick anything. Like, yeah. Yeah, big hot take, yeah. but I think that we've already determined that the people we're talking about are the, like, 1%.
Yes.
And the media that's making it seem like it's everyone.
Yes. It's not. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. I think everyone, if you it's get not. Down to, like, the nitty gritty of what we just talked about, everyone wants that. Like, our core value is to just have everyone be equal. Everyone should get along. Everyone should just, like,
treated fairly.
Yeah, exactly. So I just feel like when you get down to it at the end of the day, like, that's it. Like, just so when we get back to that. Yeah.
We want world peace. Gosh, remember why? How come? I haven't heard that in a long yeah. time, but I remember growing up, like, everything was like, world peace.
Yeah, you would just say that, like leave a cafe and be like, world peace, everyone. Like, and that was just
yeah, or like Miss America was yeah. always like, and I would like world peace. Yes.
Like, politicians would even say stuff like that, where they're just like, well, you know, hopefully we can just create, like, an integrated system where everyone just, all the countries just get along. Like, and it's just like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, now you never hear
that. No.
Like, screw world yeah. peace.
Like, America, number one. Like,
okay, so on a lighter topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so I saw a reel, and it was basically talking about how girls find guys attractive when they have their hat on backwards. Mm. Like, it's like the mother all of, like, you're hot as hell.
Yes.
You know? Number one, first off, is that yours as well? Or do you have another, like, that is my, what turns me on?
Ooh, I mean, that is a good one. I do love, like, the cat flip backwards. Like, that is a pretty attractive, tiny thing that a guy can do. I feel like casual, like a guy being casual. So, like, it could yeah. be just, like, shorts or whatever. But then, like, a nice shirt that just fits just right. Like, where just their shoulders and their arms, just everything. You don't have to be, like, super muscular fit, right? Like, this is just, yeah, like, yeah. something that looks fitted. And it just is like, wow, that's a man. And then, like, seeing them do, like, yard work or car work or, like, hammering a nail into a wall, like, something about just, like, man is just, it doesn't have to be anything over the top. Like, he doesn't have to be, like, construction worker, like, hard hat or anything. Yeah. Like, just a tiny little project, and it's just like, dang, that's, like, that's a man, and he's hot. Like, that's yeah. that does it for me. Like,
So doing a project. I really like just pajama shorts.
Ooh, pajama shorts.
Or like pants.
Yeah, like casual. Like
maybe I like it because TMI, but Albert doesn't wear underwear. So like maybe that's why.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it. But I think like a good like pajama pant yeah. and like shirtless.
Ooh, is, okay. Like, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like then you also vibe? Get to see your husband's body in that sense too, but it's still covered. Like it still leaves a little yeah. bit of mystery.
Or
of like,
shirtless with jeans.
Ooh, actually shirtless with jeans is like, yeah, that actually might be up there too.
Like that's like, I would say that's more than the cap backwards. Maybe because yeah. Albert doesn't have hair.
Okay. So like, yeah.
I don't know the cap backwards. I don't know if it like, it's fine. Yeah. It's good looking, yeah. but I don't know if it's like my number one. I would say like,
cause I usually, I think the cap backwards, I think the reason that that's so attractive, I think it's cause it messes up their hair. Yeah. So it makes their hair like,
and their hair like pops.
Yeah.
Up the front.
Yeah. So that's just like, ugh.
Yeah. We don't have that over here.
So I get that, but the examples that you just gave are good ones too. Cause I think like when they're like getting dressed for the day and they've like gotten out of the shower and they don't have, they don't have their shirt on yet. Cause they're just like still brushing their teeth. And I'm just like,
that's the one.
We can go to Home Depot like that.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's pretty
good. That's the one for me.
Yeah. I like it.
That's, but so in the reel, they're like, what is it for guys?
Oh yeah. Okay.
That like, they are like, this is it for a girl.
Yeah.
Alvaro always says like sundresses, which is a common one for guys. Yeah. He loves Converse on a girl. Okay. Like that's his thing. But I don't know. As far as me, not just like girls in general, like I think a guy likes his wife pregnant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Just something about like the femininity with it. Like
I think it's all things. I think it's curves. You're more like voluptuous. Yeah. Like your boobs are a little swollen. Like you have their child in you. Like they're like, it's almost like I'm yours.
Yeah. You know? No, and it's elite, right? Like it's the top of what you can do as a spouse. Like to give your partner a child is the maximum of what we can provide. So I feel like that's super cool. Like
I think, and so in the comments, some people were like sundress. Some people were like pregnant, my wife, because they're not like, they're not trying to be weird and be like, I just love all pregnant.
No, I get that.
But believe it or not, there's a lot of guys that have a fetish for like pregnant women that are like single guys.
I mean, I'm not surprised by that since we have men on the internet that are like purchasing things. Like, so I know I wouldn't even put it past a group of men to be out there and be like, pregnant women, that's it for me. Like it could just be one walking down the street. Like,
yeah. I think people are like just casual.
Yeah, I've seen that one a lot.
Messy buns. Yeah. I think guys like messy buns.
Yeah. So I think the silly one that I always see is the whole like messy bun, no makeup and like a low key look. And I'm like, a lot of girls are always like, well, what you think is like our low key look still has like work with it. So I think a lot of guys, they're almost like catfished a little bit where they think that our low key look is literally just us rolling out of bed. But it is like,
is
no,
the no makeup look, but there's
makeup. There's still like some sort of like a CC cream on with like a little bit of a mascara and like a lip balm or something. And so then I'm just like, okay, so like you love like a just casual look, like not a full like rolling out of bed, you know, peeling off like, you know, a mask and some like, you know, we got leftover toothpaste on our lip or something. So it's like, okay, like we can do casual. Like,
yeah, it's funny how we've turned into a society where like makeup is huge, like Botox, fillers, fake boobs, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, if you ask a man if he wants fake boobs or if the typical, there obviously will be some out there.
Cause there's, you got your guys that are out there for the boobs and the butts and like their body parts.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
But the average, like 90% of men will be like, I prefer you without makeup. Yeah. I want your natural boobs, not fake ones. I don't want Botox in your face. Yep. Like I don't want big old fat lips. Like they just want normal girl.
Yeah. Like how you are, like how they met you, how you are, that they want you at that. Like,
yeah. So how did we move to this? Like now we just put this front to find the guy. When, like, that's not what the guy's like.
I know. So it's always so crazy, right? And that's, like, the other, like, joke with it is, like, okay, so we read all these comments that guys love us when we're kind of, like, casual and just, like, lounging in our sweats, watching Netflix.
And then you go full glam with a faja.
Yeah.
You know, your little, like.
Yeah, and, like, the bra and, like, you know, the fake eyelashes and all this stuff. And it's, like, then I also read stuff where it's, like, we do that for the girls. Like, I will say, like, I, when I get dressed up to, like, go somewhere and I want to look cute for, like, a night out or something, it is, like, for me to feel good and, like, you know, so that it's, like, I don't look like a slob. Yeah. So I will say, like, yeah. It's not so much that it's, like, I think Tony. But you're also
within reason.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I guess I'm not in that you're stereotype. You're not these girls that, like,
it's, like, plastered on their face. Yes. And, like, yeah. They're, like, have their boobs. Like, yeah. They're putting socks in it to push. Like, all this crazy stuff that, like, people are dating.
Yeah, that's true. And that's like, a good point. That's not you and I, I guess. Like, we're not in that category. Like,
when you're dating, in my mind, like, how you could stand out right now is to be the natural girl.
Yes. Like, imagine just, like, being out like that. Or if that's, like, your Tinder or Hinge profile picture is, like, you just, like, lounging really casual without being super done up. Like, that would be such a unique profile picture. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure.
You know how they always talk about how on the dating apps, all the guys are holding fish?
Yeah.
So all a girl needs to do is no makeup and hold a fish.
Yeah.
And, like, literally every guy will be after
her. Or she just has, like, a bowl of popcorn and, like, the TV remote. And she's just, like, just casual, like, with a top bun. Like, and that's it. Like,
but instead, they're, like, up in the club with this, like, these stilettos and this dress and, like, with a filter on.
Yeah.
And it's, like, no guy really wants that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We do a lot of work. I think girls, and I could go on a whole, like, rampage with this too. I think we just do a lot. And I personally know that a lot of girls do it for the girls. Like, we love just being cute and stuff like that. And, like
you said, we don't care about each other either.
No, we're actually the worst at that. We're, like, savage, but we also, like, want to be the cutest girl in the club. Like,
yeah, but, like, I'm thinking in my head, like, when a girl shows up, I'm never like, she didn't put enough makeup on.
No.
Like, so it's like, who are we really doing it for?
That's actually a really good point, because that's like, you and I, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, you do, like, it for the girls, but who, really?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't either. But it's like, I like that video trend, though, because it's super cute to kind of see the flip side of it. Because, like you said, majority of the comments are saying that the guys do like their partner.
Simplicity.
Yes. When they're, like, just back to the basics, like, they didn't go through this, like, whole spending an hour in the bathroom to get ready. Mm-hmm. And they just think that they're the prettiest in that moment. And I do love that. Like, that's, if we can pull anything from this topic, it's that, like, guys just like us at our core, like our natural, where we're at. Like, we don't need all the stuff.
If you want to dress up a little sometimes, that's fine. Yeah. They like you like that too, but, like, you don't got to, like, wear all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, no.
Like, no. It's too much. Like, with the fajas, like, what do you think about those?
I get it, though.
For those of you don't know, I truly don't know what they're called. Like, what people call them outside of Miami, because I've always lived in Miami, and we call them fajas.
What is it called?
But they're the, like, shapewear.
Yeah, I was going to say shapewear. Spanx.
Is there another name?
I know some people call them Spanx.
Yeah, that's a brand.
I know it is a brand, but don't some people be like, you got to put on your Spanx, because that's, like, where it started, right?
Like, so Miami, like, you will never hear anything but faja. Like, that's what it is. It's a faja.
I think that's the first time I'd ever heard faja. I was in Miami, and I was like, like, you're, like, shapewear? And it's like, faja. Like,
so what do you think about that? You think, like, yeah, it's okay if you wear it every so often, or are you like, no, it's just false advertising, like, just own your body the way it is? Like, what's your thoughts on it?
So I know people who personally wear, like, shapewear and stuff like that, so I get it. And they're not, like, fake people. So I don't think that they're trying to catfish or, like, create a fake illusion.
No, but it's, like, but also, I think it's definitely I'm not comfortable.
Exactly.
Body.
So, like, they want to be able to wear the cute dress or, like, a bodysuit or, like, a cute t-shirt without feeling like stuff is, like, bulging out. And so they'll put that on, and then it just makes them feel better about themselves. So I like it in that sense. Or even girls, like, I know a lot of friends who are, like, postpartum, then they'll want to wear that because they still have, like, the loose belly. And that's great. Like, you want to be able to wear your, like, favorite outfit that you had prior to getting pregnant, then, like, put on your faja and, like, wear the cute jeans. Yeah. But as far as, like, I've seen the other side of that.
What about in dating?
Yeah. So then when they full throttle, like, wear the corset and the faja and all of the things every single day, and then they've created, like, oh, look at my hourglass silhouette, and that doesn't exist. Yeah. And then, like, now you've created a problem for yourself. Like,
what do? You go home with them and you're like,
yeah, and you're just like, like a Pillsbury, like,
they thought you had this beautiful,
like, really voluptuous hourglass. Yeah. And then it's just like lies. So it's hard because it's like, I'm all here for, like, girl, you do you. If that makes you feel confident and cute, then put on the faja. Like, I want you to be able to wear that cute bodycon dress and kill it. But then at the same time, like, create healthy boundaries for yourself that you've not restricted yourself where now you can't go to the swimming pool with this guy because you've been wearing that every day.
You there's a balance of like owning your body and just being comfortable in it. And then, like, you know, it's a balance.
Yeah.
For sure. I agree with you. I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
But I think it is kind of wrong.
But do you probably see it a lot in Miami, though? Like, I feel like because the body type that's really desirable and hot in Miami, I feel like, is that like curvy, voluptuous body type. So I feel like I could see a lot of girls wanting to wear that to create that really like voluptuous body shape. So I wonder then, too, if like since you see it so often, it's like, ooh, this is false advertising.
It's like it's like common, but like common amongst the kind of people that are like when you say like, oh, I know that's a Miami girl. Yeah. It's like it's a certain kind of person. It's not the whole city.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
of course.
A certain. Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's like a certain group of people are very much into that, like the fajas. The rest of us are kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, like, normal. They're like doing the same thing where they're only going to wear the faja when they're like a guest at a wedding and they want to like wear the cute dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like the all the people that we are around when you live down here.
Yes.
It's not like everyone's wearing fajas.
Yes.
Like
it's
it's not common. But like when you're going to like a club or to like Brickle on a Friday night, you're going to see people for sure.
That's what I thought. Rocking those. I was like, that's the,
And there's no shame in them either because you'll see like their dress coming up above them.
Yeah. Yeah. So they can dance. Like
they're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're dating, it's kind of like, I don't know how I feel about it. It depends how much you're hiding in there.
That's true. Yeah. So if it's just because you're wearing like the cute dress and you're like, well,
You just want a little bit of like smoothing look is okay. Yeah, but if you're going to like bust out of that thing.
And then you're wearing it, like you said, every day, or if this is like the only way that you're able to wear like a sexy outfit, then like we might have something else that we need to like.
A little problem. Yeah. For sure. Okay. Last, this is kind of like not a hot take, but it's a little like cute little thing.
Okay.
Kind of in the same category. What is your like ick?
Ooh.
Maybe two or three icks for guys. Like that you're just like, ew.
Is this like as a partner that turns me or off. Just like entirely? So like we've got the backwards cap is like generally attractive.
Sure, as a partner. I'll give my icks for Alvaro.
Okay, so icks.
Ultimately, it would be icks like that Alvaro does. But like if another man did it that I was dating, it would also be an ick.
Gotcha.
I mean, like it's like. Yeah. I'm just thinking of, I have one in mind. I'm like, he knows it too.
I'm trying to think like specifically, I feel like, I don't know if it's like an ick, but I have always felt this way as communication. I don't know why generally guys, I don't know if this is a blanket statement or if I'm saying a false thing, but I just feel like guys kind of suck when it comes to like, I don't know if it's because I talk too much. Where then, like, I expect the same from a partner.
Not at all.
Everyone Thank you. Like, everyone's like, these girls.
These girls always talk.
But, like, I just feel like generally men that I've interacted with, even, like, Tony and stuff like that, is just like, I could do more. Like, give me more. Like, talk more. Give me more about your day. Tell me what you're up to. Like, you may not think that I care, but I actually do care. So I just feel like that's kind of not an ick because I'm not going to obviously divorce him and kick him to the curb, but it's a little bit of like a, like, I wish I wasn't the only one that was talking so much. Like, you can give me more. Like,
yeah. Or when we have to like pretty much prompt with all of our talking, sorry.
Yeah.
You're like, you haven't even said sorry. Like, you're not even sorry. Yeah. And they're like, I'm sorry. And you're like, that's not even genuine.
I told you to say that.
I told you to say that. I agree. Mine is like kind of encompasses one of them would be, I could agree with you on the communication, like meaning like when they don't listen to us because they just like don't feel like it or like they're not communicating like in a disagreement.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, and blah, 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 blah. And they're just like, and you're like, hello.
Yeah. That's my favorite one. Hello. And they're like, I don't need to talk to let you know that I'm listening. I'm like, let me know.
Yes.
Like, do you agree? Feedback. Yeah. Give me feedback. Do you agree? Like, this pencil sucks. Like, let me know. Do you also think this pencil sucks? Like,
and they're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
oh. Yeah. It's like, oh my God. You don't care.
Or, yeah, but it's still under the same topic. Like, Alvaro's a big silent treatment.
Okay.
Guy.
Yeah.
And that also is like, to me.
Just tell me what's wrong.
Oh, that's a really, that's a big, like, I just want to, like,
Yeah.
Like, strangle him. Okay, so one of my I don't know if it's my topic, but one of my icks is when guys wear like the no-show socks, like the ballerina ones.
Okay.
When they're just wearing those, but like not with the
shoes. Oh, so the shoe's not on. So like the Converse isn't on or anything like that. Yeah. So not purpose. Like, okay. Yeah. I actually don't like that either.
Ick.
Like, why does it make their feet look weird?
It's like a ballerina.
Yeah.
Like, so Alvaro will take his shoes off and then he'll like sit on the couch and I'm like, no.
With the no-show socks still on. Like,
I just can't. Like, it's like a little ballerina walking around. And
That's so interesting. That's so true. Because it's very, I don't feel that way when I see other girls or like my own feet like in that type of sock. No. It's almost like feminine and dainty and like it's totally fine.
Like a
ballerina. But you're right. But like the no-show sock on a guy is like, it gives differently. Like,
big ick.
Yeah,
big
that's ick. A good one. Yeah. Because it takes away like the masculinity of their foot almost. Like it just changes the way the foot looks. Like,
it's like, are you going to ballet class? Like what?
May as well be pastel pink with ribbons on it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Dang.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what other icks I have. I think it's so weird. Because if you would have asked me before I got with Alvaro, I'd be like, that is so weird that guys shave their armpits.
Yeah.
But Alvaro doesn't always keep it like perfectly clean shaven. Mm. But because he shaves them, like they'll grow out, but they'll be small. Like,
you know,
it's like if a girl grew it out. It's like very minor, right? Now that he does that, for some reason, now I really like it. And armpit hair on guys isn't a big
Oh, so now, like, okay, because it's so different. Like you've been used to like the lack of armpit hair for so long. Which
I would have
been
like, ew, a guy shave, whatever. Yeah. But now, like there's no turning back. Like, I can cuddle with him and I don't have this weird like hair in my
When you almost have to just readjust your head so that you're not just face and armpit. Like
I don't have to do that. Yeah. And because he shaves, he really doesn't ever smell in his armpits. Ah. Like because hair like traps smell.
Yeah.
So I could never go back with like full on bush armpit. I can't.
Interesting. Why does he shave his armpit? Now, I'm so curious.
He doesn't like hair.
Oh, so he just, it's a personal thing. It's not because of work or anything like that. Like
no, he also just thinks it's gross. Like he's like, and it, he's like, you smell. And he's like, I don't like
it. Oh, okay. Okay. That's fair. I was just, I don't think I've ever noticed that. Like I mean, of all the times we've gone to the pool or the beach together.
But that's what I'm saying is it doesn't look weird.
No.
He does it just right because I probably say he does it like once a month.
Yeah.
So like, it's very rare that there's like literally no hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's not as common, but it's just enough that it's like, he still looks like a man with, but like,
of course.
It's not like this bush.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just where like it's coming out from all the directions. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I can't do it. Like when I see white guys, like, and you just lift and it's just like this black bush. I'm just like,
it's so crazy. I'm not gonna lie. I've never thought about it because it's just, typically, that's the situation in a man's armpit.
Yeah.
It's just all of his armpit hair.
No, and if you would have asked me before like, Alvaro, I would have been like, that's weird if a guy shaves his armpits. And now that I've had it, I'm like, wow, my eyes are open.
like, you're like, maybe you guys should try this out. Like,
yeah, because it just feels like cleaner.
I get it. Like, there obviously, there's just nothing there.
Right?
Yeah, there's not stuff there.
Like it doesn't feel like it can get stinky. Yeah. It's just like, it's just nice. I don't know. So now my ick now because of him is that.
Okay. Fair. I
don't
get it.
I couldn't do like I'm laying on you and I'm laying on a bush.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't. Try it out, guys.
I know.
Try it out.
And all the girl listeners are like.
It'll grow back if you don't like it.
Yeah, exactly. Like no harm, no foul in this one. Like,
yeah. Like leg. But that's another ick for me. Ironically, I cannot do a guy that shaves his legs.
Okay. I'm trying to think like
shave. I can do it.
The last time I've seen a shave leg on a guy was like an athlete. Like he was training for like a triathlon or something like that. So he did it for swimming. But I guess typically we don't see shaved legs in men. Like it's not.
I feel like there's quite a few.
Yeah. Shaved, you think
like,
so?
Like in Miami, I think it's, I wouldn't say it's like crazy common, but like it's definitely not.
Common like, in like the metro community where it's very like just to feel clean and neat and tidy and a little bit more like in tune with their appearance. Or is it because they're like athletes and like wanting to be?
No, I think they just don't like hair. But I'm just like, it gives me also an ick.
Yeah. It's different.
But I don't like I like hair.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of hair. Like when you look like, you know how girls like wolfing? Like they're like, they look like a wolf. Not into that.
Yeah. That's definitely, that's not my cup of tea either. I'll admit.
No.
That's like, the
like if you're just like busting out like through your shirt, I'm like, not for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, out of a shirt, out of the top. Yeah, not a fan. No,
not for me. Now it's okay, if guys. There's girls that love that. Yes,
there are.
It's just not for me. Yeah.
Me neither.
I would be with the wrong man if I liked that.
I think we would be incorporating waxings and laser hair removals to tame that down.
Like, for Father's Day. Here's a coupon. Yeah.
I love you so much. Removal. This comes from a place of love. Like,
well, that was nice. Next time you see Avril, she's going to be like looking.
Yeah, I know. Be like, wave your hands in the air like you just don't care.
No, next time, knowing Avril listens to every one of our episodes, he's going to be like.
Yeah, yeah. He's just going to walk up to me and just, yeah. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Here's my armpits.
But you see, it doesn't look weird if you haven't noticed. No,
exactly. That's why I'm just like,
oh. Like, it's not like, oh, he's like missing like a manly aspect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, where it's like, is something wrong or whatever. But it's like, absolutely, yeah. Like, I've never noticed.
For some people, like, I could see how like maybe a certain kind of like, maybe if you're like a really skinny like white guy, yeah, that like maybe you would look weird without armpit hair. I don't know. Yeah. But like for Alvaro, it just like fits him.
I because I've never noticed. This whole time, so it must fit him, like, because I feel like I would have been like, does Alvaro have
your armpit hair?
How have I never noticed this before?
You've apparently never noticed. Yeah,
exactly. So it's a non-issue. Way to go, Alvaro.
Well, we came in today like, what are we gonna talk about? Yeah. And then per usual, we're like,
nailed it, like, without even
nailed
trying.
It. Actually, we talked about some cool things.
Yeah, we did. So. We always do.
We exposed ourselves.
Yeah, we did. But from a place of, okay, guys, like.
Yes. From a place of equality.
Yes. Peace, everyone. But love.
World love peace, and world guys. Peace. World peace. Yeah. We got to bring that back.
Yeah, we're going to do that. That's going to be our new.
Peace signs?
Yeah,
We're like popular.
Yeah, I was all about that. That's how, like, my Trapper Keeper, I was all about, like, the Lisa Frank collection that was, like, the peace signs and, like, the, like, hearts and, like, this stuff.
Yeah.
And that was, like, my favorite, like, collection where everything was just, like, if it doesn't have a peace sign, I don't want it. Like,
yeah. And now, when's the last time you saw a peace sign?
Never.
Like, nobody wants peace,
no,
Jackie.
No, we want drama. We want to, like, fight. Yes. Like, come at me. Like, yes. That's what we want.
We want division. Yeah. That's what everyone wants.
Yep.
Well,
it's always fun.
Chatting. Yeah. We hope that you guys have a wonderful day, and we'll chat next week.
Bye.
Bye.